This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, America. How are you?
And now, from the studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense, the only show dedicated to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. America, class is now in session. Right here, right now. Let's welcome this week's host.
I'm in the second hour of the Common Sense Show. Leo Honeycutt, my sidekick's with me to talk about so much of what's going on in the country today. And we're sure glad you're with us. Our website is radiocommonsense.com, where you can see lots of information about Leo's books, about my weekly columns. Take a look up that way. One thing I want to talk about this morning is this whole area of bitcoins. Leo, have you seen where the price of a bitcoin has jumped dramatically? How much? 40% in the last what, Leo?
Well, it took about 40 hours for it to jump 40%.
So 40 hours.
It went from roughly to 12,000 to over 16.
What is a bitcoin? What makes it so valuable? Is it going to continue that value? Our guest right now is a gentleman who I read a good bit. He has a great website. Vitaly Kadzin-Nelson is his name. He is an investment advisor. He writes great investment advice. He's also has a reputation of his family of being some great painters. I enjoy seeing all the painting. And so let's get his take on this thing. Vitaly, hey, good morning. Welcome to the Common Sense Show.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you.
Your first name? Did I'm pronouncing that right? You and I have not talked. We've corresponded, but is that Vitaly Kadzin-Nelson? Is that correct?
It's Vitaly Kadzin-Nelson.
Okay, good.
So, he nailed it.
You got a great website. I would urge, if our listeners want to get your website, get your emails off your website.
Yes.
What's the best? What should they go to? What? Give me an address they can go to.
Yes. So the website is contrarianedge.com.
Spell contrarian for me.
C O N T R R I A N.
ContrarianEdge.com. I'll have that posted on our website at RadioCommonSense.com. And before I'm going to want Leo to talk to you at length about bitcoins, but tell me about the paintings. If you get your daily email, it comes out virtually every day. I love the paintings by your father, by your brother. Do you paint yourself or not?
No, the only thing I can do, I can invest and I can write. I can't paint.
The paintings are marvelous. The paintings are marvelous, and I'm glad you include those in your work because I really enjoy them. Also, you always list on Saturday morning what your weekend best classical music example is you give there, so people can just hit a link and listen to. So I really enjoy classical music, and I've enjoyed seeing that your suggestions that you put up regularly.
Yes, and actually, just for the classical music fans, you can go to my favoriteclassical.com, and then you can actually sign up for just classical music emails only. So I have another list too.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, look, we're here today to talk about bitcoins. I'm not even sure what a bitcoin is. Leo, I'm going to give it to you and let you talk to Vitaly about this whole interesting subject of a whole new currency that people all over the world are talking about that many don't understand.
Well, Vitaly, Leo Honeycutt here. We need to start with the basics. What is bitcoin for people who don't understand blockchain technology and that kind of thing?
Well, first of all, let's make it clear, I'm not a Bitcoin expert. Like, there are some people who can tell you, what Bitcoin is in much greater detail. But basically, Bitcoin is it's really two things. What people think is currency, and it's also a blockchain technology, which allows you basically to transfer money in a decentralized, place from one person to another. So, today the Bitcoin hype, is really not about the blockchain, which I think is an incredible technology and it has a lot of applications in the future, but it's really about when people think of it as a currency, where I consider it as kind of a millennial's fake gold.
Hmm. And you think it's like a fool's gold for what reason?
Well, so if you think about why, you know, at the core, why Bitcoin is so popular today, or at least originally was popular, you know, was popular, because it's a kind of an anti-fiat currency, right? It's kind of almost like a digital gold in the sense that in the world where the, you know, government borrowed a lot of money, so the government borrowing went up, you would think the interest rates would be rising as well, because government, you know, when the government debt goes up, that's inflationary. What happened, though, the opposite, because governments were buying their own debt, the interest rates actually declined to zero interest rates or negative interest rates. So, which makes, you know, this situation kind of, it's unnatural, okay? So, so a lot of people, the reason people like gold, for instance, because government can't print it. And the reason people like Bitcoin is because governments cannot control Bitcoin. They cannot print Bitcoin. So the amount of Bitcoin is finite. So it has some attributes of gold, the fact that it's a government can control it. And it has the benefits to gold that if you want to transfer $1 million of gold if you want to pay it to your friend $1 million or to pay for a house, you need an armored car and a few bodybuilders to move that. Where it comes to Bitcoin, you just need a thumb drive, you know.
Uh-huh.
So this is why Bitcoin is kind of I call it millennials fake gold, because it's very kind of digital. Yeah, it's very digital, and not archaic relic like gold, which is
right. It's digital, and it's also very speculative as well. It seems like it is right now. Of course, with the Dow 24,000, I'm kind of concerned if we're not in a bubble there. And then when you look at the our own national debt at being over $20 trillion, and now we have this new currency that is, well, we call it a currency. It's just a perceived currency. If you believe it exists, it exists. And if you don't, then you don't buy it or you sell out.
Actually, you're making an excellent point. If you think about currencies in general, currencies don't exist in nature, right? It's a really kind of it's a story. It's a human creation, right? So if you think about
if
you were born unconsciously where you were told that, you know, dollar is a currency, and you were basically unconsciously brainwashed to some degree, you accept that when you go to the store, you give them $10, they give you goods. So, and we've done it so many times, it became a kind of universal story. And then if you think about gold, it's a story as well, right? There is absolutely no reason why gold should be trading at $1,300 or whatever. Or it should be an alternative currency, but it's just enough people believe in that, you know, small number of people, you know, then it's kind of starts functioning a little bit like a currency. The only problem is, and Bitcoin is kind of the same story, just on much smaller scale. The problem is that ultimately the government is the one who decides what is a currency, right? Because if you try to pay Uncle Sam in British pounds, they won't accept it.
And they were trying to unify the currency in Europe, and that's the whole reason why that they were going with the euro. That was my understanding, so that they could sort of standardize the value across services and goods in Europe. And, of course, with Brexit, that's shaking that up, too.
That's right. And also, that's absolutely right. And that creates its own slew of problems. But the key is this, you know, the reason it's all currencies are stories, and it really comes down to acceptance, okay, and the government involvement in that acceptance. The only reason we are talking about Bitcoin today, not because it's a great currency, but because the price is doubling every other week. The funny part is, I wrote an article about 10 days ago, and Bitcoin was just crossed $11,000.
Right.
I called it a bubble, and since then it's up 40% over there, 50%. So.
Well, and the Wall Street Journal on Friday had it right there on the front page. So, calling it Bitcoin's wildest rise yet, 40% in 40 hours. Look, we're going to have to run. We're pretty much at the end of the segment, and I'm just, would you buy it or not? Let me just ask you that. Into this?
I would basically spend as much time thinking about Bitcoin as I'm going to Vegas and playing craps.
Okay. All right, Vitaly, I appreciate it. Thank you very much for joining us today. We'll get you back, and we're going to talk more about art a little bit later on, too, as well. So thank you very much. We're going to have...
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. What's for dinner tonight? Tired of cooking the same old meals? Can I offer a suggestion? What about Cajun? That's right, Cajun. But wait, I know what you're thinking. Never tried it, don't know how, don't have all the ingredients. Well, I got some good news for you. Cajun Mike, host of Cooking with Cajun, has put together a step-by-step instructional video, along with the recipes on how to cook these iconic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and over 150 Cajun and Creole recipes. And it's now available to you. Just think, you can now cook the same dishes that are served in some of the finest restaurants in New Orleans. And listen to this. He will also deliver all the ingredients right to your doorstep. So what are you waiting for? To order your personalized instructional video along with the recipes, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. To order your home delivery, call 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. Yahee! And bon appetit!
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Jim Brown here with Leo Honeycutt on the Common Sense Show. Leo, you know, there's a balance. As I get older, I don't know if I'm getting more conservative or not, but I see these stories about how we spend government money. And I just think back when I was younger and growing up, how I responded. Here's a story right now in the Washington Post that to get lawyers to represent the poor in rural areas, lawmakers want states to cover their loans. In other words, if you get borrowed $100,000 to go to law school, state will just wipe it out or pick it up or cover it if you agree to represent the indigents who can't afford a representation. You know, you're from up in northeast Louisiana, where I'm from. It's a very rural part of the state of Louisiana for you folks in Alaska and all over the rest of the country. I was a country lawyer, and I was appointed to represent folks. I think they gave me $35 to represent someone charged with armed robbery.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea was I was supposed to kind of learn how to practice law.
Pro bono.
Yeah, it was a pro bono thing. We all did that. And, boy, now the dollars involved in the massive amount of money being spent from taxpayers in terms of that kind of thing. I had student, and that's the other thing that kind of gets to me. But the mounting student loan debt, these poor students have got $100,000 or $200,000. I saw the average is only about $40,000, which is a lot of money. I understand
that.
When I graduated from Tulane University in New Orleans, I owed loans of about $75,000. Now, that was 1966.
Wow.
So we're talking about $300,000 or $400,000 today. And I put together some private loans, and there was a student guaranteed loan program. It took me 10 years to pay that off, but I didn't expect the government to bail me out. And, Leo, you know, look, we'd all like to go to Harvard or Stanford or Brown University where the tuition is $50,000 a year, or maybe even a semester, some of those schools. But if you don't have the money, should you be running up those student loans? In other words, if I don't have the money or my family can't afford one of those high-priced schools, and the state university, the tuition is about a semester, about $5,000, $6,000 a semester. You can go to a junior college for less than that. I mean, we got to learn to live within our means, and that's at all levels of government. We were talking earlier in the show about this new tax proposal, or not proposal, it's passed in the Senate now, in the House, the national debt will increase by something like $10 trillion over the next 10 years.
Yes.
Because of what we're giving. You're getting a tax cut, but running up this massive debt that your kids and your grandkids and my kids are going to be paying for the rest of their lives. And so it just seems like we give away. And I'm moderate. I'm not a real strong conservative. I'm just a moderate person. Don't like the Democrats. Don't like the Republicans. So as a consequence, but we've got to have a government program for virtually everyone in some way. And it just seems like we're going so far and we dig deeper in debt. I'm paying taxes at the end of the year. I've just got all my property tax requirements in. And my taxes went up about 15% this year on the properties, my home and this office where we're broadcasting from. And I know we put these more taxes, and inflation causes things to cost more. And I want to support the local schools and the local sewer districts. But we just keep piling more programs on more programs, and you and I pay for it. And I can understand the resentment. Some of that's the reason why Donald Trump got elected president, quite frankly. People said, I've just had enough. They may not understand what not enough is, but Trump played into their deep concerns and worst fears, quite frankly. And so it's just very unsettling to me that every time I pick up the paper, there's another giveaway going on. I'm ranting a little bit here, I know, but I just wanted to point that out because now I see where we're going to get the lawyers to. You get your whole education for nothing if you're going to represent some folks who need help. Well, that's what I did. That's what all my colleagues as lawyers did.
Well, there's an economist said not too long ago, there's two things you're never going to see. One is you're never going to see a new guy at an insurance company that says, hey, I know how we can streamline this and start paying these claims, investigating them a lot faster. Why won't you find that? Because the insurance companies want to hold on to those premiums until they absolutely don't, you know, have to get rid of them because they're making money off the money. The second thing you're never going to see is a flat tax. Because there's too many loopholes in there. It's just like that famous line from Warren Buffett about 4 years ago where he said, you know, I pay less taxes as a percentage than my secretary does because of the loopholes.
And the one of the loopholes is the deduction of expenses. Interesting article in the Wall Street Journal, I think on Friday of this week, this past Friday, that talked about all the entertainment expenses.
Yep.
You can deduct,
mm-hmm.
you know, and tickets at Yankee Stadium go for about $1,000 a seat there in the best boxes in front row.
Mm-hmm.
And the big hedge funds buy all these tickets. They just write it off as income tax. They write off the...
Up to 50%.
Well, 50% is a pretty good hunk.
And the
200 bottle, $300 bottle of wine, and the restaurants that you eat out off of, and the transportation, and you know, that's the nice thing about a flat tax. You don't worry about any of that. Just you get a lower rate.
Mm-hmm.
We just flat it out. But
say that would do away with CPAs. It would do away with the IRS.
Well,
the flat tax.
I think it's a wonderful idea. I think so. There's also a discussion of a value-added tax. It's just a flat tax across the board. But the way it is, as you say, the Warren Buffetts of the world and these large corporations pay virtually nothing in taxes. You and I get stuck, and the secretary pays a higher rate, and it just seems like it's so out of kilter. And Congress has just piled on by this new tax bill they passed by making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
Huge debt on a national level that not you and I'll pay for. It's and not our kids. It's our grandkids and great-grandkids.
Yeah, well, you're assuming we're still going to be here. You see, I'm thinking that just like, and I have quoted this guy before, Edward Gibbons, you know, the guy who wrote The Decline and Fall of the Roman Empire from 1776 to 1789, we're tracking exactly what happened to Rome and what happened to the Greeks, what happened to the Persians. It's all the same thing. It gets down to the end of a cycle in a civilization. What happens is that people it becomes every man for himself. And that's kind of where all this anger comes from we see now. In fact, that was Gibbons' premise at the very end. He said, after studying the Roman Empire my entire life, what really happened was a complete breakdown in civic duty. People no longer felt like they needed to contribute to the community. It became every man for himself.
And that's why Rome collapsed, not from the outside, not by the Gauls and all of the Saxons and all those enemies. They collapsed from within.
Mm-hmm.
They collapsed from within.
They became, the succeeding generations became, as he said, fat, dumb, and lazy.
Well, I'm worried that that's happening in our country today. Now, I don't say we're going to follow Rome's example, but what's happening... I hope you're wrong.
I mean, I hope I am too, but the cycles are clear. They're the same. From the Egyptians on, everything happens the same way.
The tension we see in the world today, watch the news tonight. You'll see the riots breaking out in Jerusalem, the Middle East, over Trump's move to efforts to move the embassy. And I just want to enjoy the Christmas holidays and have a good cup of coffee and enjoy a little snow, maybe get a bike ride in. Just tell the rest of the world, the government, not the rest of the world, the government, just to leave us alone. But they don't seem to want to do it, do they?
No, we're nowhere close to that.
RadioCommonSense.com is our website. Leo Honeycutt is here with me, Jim Brown. Leo's website, LeoHoneycutt.net. Take up his deal on a Christmas book for free.
The first 20. Yes, log on.
We'll be back right after this message.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com. Join the club. That's the Cajun Mike Cooking Club for only $9.95 per month. You'll learn how to cook Cajun. Just think, iconic, authentic dishes like gumbo, etouffee, jambalaya, and red beans and rice from a real New Orleans Cajun. Cajun Mike will also reveal other secret family recipes that up until now have never been revealed to the public. As a VIP member, you'll receive a couple of authentic Cajun and Creole recipes a month, a step-by-step instruction video, access to our weekly conference calls where you can ask Cajun Mike any question or comment about the recipe. Did I also mention about our product discounts? That's only available to our VIP members. So what are you waiting for? To become a Cajun Mike Cooking Club member, go to cookingwithcajun.com. That's cookingwithcajun.com. Or call Cajun Mike at 855-785-0222. That's 855-785-0222. 855-785-0222. cookingwithcajun.com. Cajun, right at your doorstep.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome back to our program. You know, tomorrow, Monday, happens to be National Mountain Day. Did you know that? Can you name America's mountain? Well, I'm not going to tell you quite yet. We'll surprise you on it. But it's timely we talk about this. Because the president now is saying that we've got too much land in national parks. We ought to sell it to private developers. And it's a very controversial thing going on right now here. And so to talk about this thing, I've got Andy Curry on right now. He's an expert on America's mountain, and he'll tell you what it is. He's very involved as a mountain climber. He knows a great deal about what's happening in the national parks. And I want to bring him on right now. Hey, Andy, glad you joined us on the Common Sense Show today.
Hey, Jim, thanks for having me. Good to talk to you.
All right. Now, tell me right off. I don't want to keep our listeners in suspense anymore, Andy. What is America's Mountain?
America's Mountain is Pikes Peak in Colorado. Have you visited there before?
I sure have on a number of occasions. I know, yeah, and I knew it was America's Mountain. I just wanted you to...
You were baiting him, weren't you?
Well, yeah. You own businesses in Colorado, and you have very involved in what's happening there at Pikes Peak. And now, do you have an economic interest in Pikes Peak in some way? I know, don't you've got a website up where can you buy certain things off of Pikes Peak? You involved in that, or is that just something that they do up because at Pikes Peak?
Well, I do. I have a website called PikesPeakForSale.com. And what I've done is I figured out a way to sell small pieces of the soil for people who want to have a little bit of American history. It's never been done before, and the reason I did it is when I climbed or drove up to the summit a couple of years ago, I was just overtaken by the beauty of the whole thing. And I wanted to take home some rocks. And I asked a park ranger if I could. And he said, well, if you're caught, it's going to be a $5,000 fine and or 6 months in jail. That kind of made me mad because I'm paying taxes to pay someone to tell me that they're going to throw me in jail. And then I got to thinking about it, and I thought, you know, it is a national park, and if you let people do what they want to do, it's going to get tore up, which can bring us to the national park controversy here in just a minute. But I spent 2 years figuring out if it was possible, and I did figure it out. And we figured out a way to let people own a piece of Pikes Peak, and it doesn't tear up the mountain.
And give me that website again there, Andy.
It is PikesPeakForSale.com.
We'll put that up on our website. I think we've already got it up there already for you listeners at GoodRadioCommonSense.com. Now, jump in. I've got a lot of questions about Pikes Peak and some other things you've done. But tell me, you're out there in Colorado. What is the reaction to a lot of the folks you know about the president's proposal and his Department of Interior secretary who wanting to sell off a significant number of acres in national parks out west?
The reaction is mixed, as far as I can tell. It depends who you talk to. The land conservationists are pretty upset because, in their thinking, if you take away the federal protection, people will come in there and start tearing things up, and I can see that. Trump's position, as I understand it, is, well, let's keep the federal government out of controlling so many things, and let's give that back to the states. So, like in Utah, when they decreased the federally protected land area around Bear's Ears, Utah has the option of protecting what the federal government was. But I think Utah is going, hey, we want to let people like ranchers come graze, or we want to let outdoor enthusiasts be able to bring their vehicles and drive around and see stuff, where before they had to walk, and a lot of people couldn't get in there to see stuff because they didn't have the ability to walk there in wheelchairs, or they're older and they couldn't make it, or that kind of thing. So it depends who you talk to, what the reaction is.
Well, in other words, I think my reaction was that it was going to be so you're saying that the land would go back to the states, is what you're saying? I got the impression that there'd be a wholesale sell-off to developers who would do mining and cut down timber and actually take it over commercially along that way. What's your understanding of exactly what the proposal is?
Well, that could be done, because if the states decide to let that happen, then that would probably happen.
But the land would go back to the states, is what you're saying, right?
Yes, yes. It gives them control.
Well, that's not as bad, because, like I say, I was in Salt Lake. I was went fly fishing on the Green River out just north of Salt Lake, right on the Utah-Montana line. And Utah takes it very seriously. Most of those states out west do a pretty good job of protecting their environment, and I was pretty impressed with what went on out there. And so maybe it won't be as bad as I thought it was going to be, quite frankly.
I agree. And you know, anytime you take something away from someone who's had it for a long, long time, they're naturally going to be upset. They're going to raise Cain, and they're going to try and get it stopped. I can understand that, absolutely.
Well, I'm glad you cleared that up. Now, do you climb yourself? I know you're so involved in Pikes Peak. Have you done any mountain climbing yourself over the years?
Oh, I've done quite a bit. I don't do as much as I used to because I'm getting older and the body just doesn't work like it used to. But, it's a great thing to do. Pikes Peak is famous for mountain climbing for a lot of people.
Where did that name come from? If Pikes Peak is in right there in south of Denver in Colorado Springs, right at the foot of the mountain, a wonderful resort, the Biltmore Hotel. I've stayed there on a number of occasions, and you look right up at Pikes Peak. But how did it get its name? Where did Pikes Peak come from?
Well, Pikes Peak was named after the person who is credited for officially discovering it, who was Zebulon Pike. He wasn't the first one to discover it. He's just officially designated the one who did, because Indians and traders far before him knew it was there. But when he was credited for discovering it, there was a geologist map maker for the government who inserted his name and said, well, he's the one who wrote it in his diary and talked all about it, so we're going to give him credit. And he didn't like using an apostrophe in Pike's name. You know, you'd like have P-I-K-E apostrophe S, how we would normally do it in English. So he took out the apostrophe because he said it looks confusing in the map jargon. So that's why it doesn't have the apostrophe in the name. But that's how it got Pike's Peak. That's how it got the name.
I got you. So that's interesting. And all kinds of rumors and things people hear about Pike's Peak. I know that you can see Bigfoot and you can see all kinds of wild animals and it has a lot of superstition there to it, doesn't it?
It does. In fact, Bigfoot is one of the big things about Pike's Peak, even though we don't talk about it all that much. And here's some interesting things. When you drive up to the summit, you pay your $10 per person in the car, and about 3 miles up from where you pay on the right-hand side is a real, honest-to-goodness, government-mandated sign warning you about Bigfoot.
Warning you. Well, that's wonderful. That's great. I had a lot more questions. We wish we had more time. Listen, Andy, appreciate you being on the show. If you want a little hunk of Pike's Peak or want to know more about it, go to PikesPeakForSale.com. That's www.PikesPeakForSale.com. Andy, hey, thanks for being with us. Have a great day. Hopefully we can have you back on the show in the future.
Sounds great, Jim. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Interesting guy and interesting subject about the environment. I'm glad to know what he said, Leo, that the fact that maybe we're not going to have, you know, a big bulldozer tearing up all that area out that way.
Maybe that'd be nice to know that, yeah.
States are pretty responsible out west, I've found. So our website, RadioCommonSense.com. One more segment to go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisafe, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
I'm here with Leo Honeycutt. How about this story? We talked a little bit about government waste here before. Leo, a lineman working down in Puerto Rico trying to restore the power. They still got power out in Puerto Rico after 2 months. It's just unbelievable.
That was devastating.
The lineman gets $63 an hour, which for an electrical lineman, that sounds like it's pretty reasonable. But the utility company, when they bill that lineman, they bill $319 an hour. In other words, they inflate the price not twice, about six times. Uh-huh. They say, well, because we've got big overhead expenses. Uh-huh. Big overhead.
Yeah, and normally you office.
Put 5 or 10% in for overhead, maybe 15%. These guys put like 700% in for over. Can you believe that? The lineman gets $63, and the company that's overseeing the contract the federal government gave them, a no-bid contract,
right,
gets $319 an hour. Industry experts say far above the norm for emergency work. This is emergency work. 17 times the average salary of the counterparts in Puerto Rico could do the job. Mm-hmm. No, don't get the local people to do it. You bring outside people in. And I know in an emergency you've got to respond.
So isn't that just that's a government contract, right?
A FEMA contract.
There you go.
We all know and love FEMA.
There you go.
A FEMA contract. And so this question, Oklahoma company called Cobra was the highest bidder. They required a $15 million down payment and they included a clause that said the deal could not be audited. That's in their contract. They can't be audited. They get $15 million up front. And your federal government, folks, you want to talk about government waste. I mean, talk about a ripoff. Look at this. They are paying here's what FEMA is paying down there in Puerto Rico. They are paying $3 million for hotels and $80 a day food allocation. You get $80 a day for your meals if you got a FEMA contract down that way. The president of the Electrical Retired Workers Association, I just had lunch with my wife here. It cost me $14 for me and my wife. But you get $80 a day if you're on the government dole down there in terms of what you make off the thing.
And thus, we're $20 trillion in debt. So does anybody really wonder why?
I mean, but and look, I'll go in debt to help people that if you can justify it, you can't justify those costs. What's an Oklahoma company doing supplying electricians in Puerto Rico at $319 an hour? And, you know, that's it when the and their electrician gets $63, and they don't hire anybody in Puerto Rico to do the work. So.
Well, but we have the same thing when they were building the Alaska pipeline. In fact, I remember a very famous story 60 Minutes did about how they audited some of the workers up there, and the government was paying them 148 hours a week. That's 140. That means that they were working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And the government was paying it. Wonder how many people listening to us at 6:60 a.m. up in Fairbanks, Alaska, were able to participate in something like that way. You know,
right.
We see that true down here with the FEMA contracts and all the stuff after Katrina, where companies from Maine were contracted to bring ice from Maine down here. Because we couldn't make our own ice. Crazy, crazy stuff. And, look, there are mistakes that are going to be made, and there is an ineptitude in a small portion of what takes place. But a lot of this is just outright fraud.
What I want to know is where's the end? Where's the end? You can't keep pulling from something that's not there. Eventually, somebody's going to say, wait a minute, we don't have any money for this anymore.
Well, Congress solved that problem just by giving everybody a huge tax decrease, increasing the national debt, so we just keep borrowing and borrowing and borrowing, which the government could do. You know, they print the money, Leo. They're the ones that run the presses and print the money.
So we're going to wind up like the Weimar Republic in Germany in 1923, where they had to start taking wheelbarrows full of scrip, you know, just paper money to go buy a loaf of bread?
Well, I hope not. I hope not. Inflation, and look, I wish I were an economist. We had that economist on earlier here on the show. But, Leo, the stock market is now crossing 24,000. With all the problems in the world, it hasn't affected investors at all. Investors still have confidence. Is that bubble going to pop? You know, you watch this pretty closely.
It did in 1929. It did in 1987. Those were just two examples.
Well, I sure hope that's not the case.
But 1929 signaled the bellwether of a 10-year-long depression worldwide.
It did, and there's some folks that say that bubble's going to pop. But we are, yes, on the whole Bitcoin thing, said, no, look, you get into that, that's going to pop. And there are some evaluators who say what we're seeing on Wall Street just can't continue. You just can't go 24,000, 25,000. The infrastructure within the companies and the product base is just not there to justify that kind of money being spent. So they're saying.
Well, a very basic economics. I remember when I was in college, the main thing was that you wanted to be in a manufacturing society because that dollar would turn over seven times in a local economy. Well, we don't manufacture much of anything anymore. We're trying to get some of that manufacturing back, but we don't. And what you're talking about with the Bitcoin and all the speculation on Wall Street, that's simply shuffling money. That's all you're doing is shuffling money. If the government's trying to cover a $20 trillion debt and they're running the presses, that means you're going to see houses go up exponentially, cars, everything else. You're going to see rampant inflation at some point. It'll be they were calling it hyperinflation 20 years ago. Well, you can see what we've got now.
And then you the whole different area of, as you said, become a service economy. We don't produce anything in this country of any large quantity. And what we do produce in study after study, it shows that robots in the future can do most work of what's being done by the service industry now or by the construction industry. And so you say, well, people go into the service industry. But, you know, you're going to go into a restaurant, not a fine dining restaurant, but just the average restaurant. You pick up an iPad type thing and punch in your order. It's processed by robots in the back kitchen, comes out in a tray, delivered to you by a robot sitting there at the table.
So here we are, the Jetsons. We're finally the Jetsons.
we progress so much. But that's a real concern, is to the whole robot world that's coming into us. And because you say the service industry is there to take care of us, even though we don't produce anything. Well, Uber is going to be a driverless car. And I have a friend of mine that I called last week. He just put a down payment on a driverless car. He said that the only thing that keeps the car, he says he could tell the car to go pick up his kids at school. The only thing prohibiting that is the government regulations. In other words, state and federal regulations. Mm-hmm. The car is physically capable right now of, with the GPS, going right to the location, stopping, getting the pickup, and bringing it home. But state and federal requirements would not allow that right now. But the technology can do that. So there's no more Uber drivers. Mm-hmm. And so,
and there's another thing we need to remember about this whole technology thing. Between your bank account, the Uber drivers, between the driverless cars, yada, yada, yada. Don't think that a hacker will not figure it out someday, either in India, Iran, South Africa, how they can shut all that down at one time. And when they do, and your cell phone doesn't work, your iPad doesn't work, your car doesn't work, your phone doesn't work, where are you going to be?
Well, let me tell you, I wrote a column this week, and you listeners, if you want to read it, you can go to radiocommonsense.com, and you'll see the column I wrote this week. And the column was the future of elections, how the Russians have supposedly hacked into our elections. The count now is about 21 states were in some way affected by the Russian hacking into the election. And that's pretty solid. I mean, there's still lots to study. So secretaries of state who are the chief elections officers in the state, and I used to be the secretary of state in Louisiana, now are studying what to do because they don't want the computers hacked. You know what the suggestion is? Our secretary of state here in Louisiana made it, and with a number of saying, now here's how you protect the integrity of the ballot. You go back to paper ballots. You go back to how we did it 50 years ago. You write down your vote on paper. That's the only foolproof way to do it, because that can't be hacked. Well, I'll tell you, Leo, I don't know, do I have time to tell you how it could be hacked?
There was a famous picture just on Facebook the other day from Tom Hanks. He was holding up a Royal typewriter. He said, hack this.
Hack this, huh?
A Royal typewriter.
Well, that may be where we're going in the future. You never can tell. You never can tell. Well, Leo, we're out of time. Enjoyed having you here with us this week. If listeners, the first 20 listeners, want to get a free book for Christmas, your great novel, Over the Edge, they go to leohoneycutt.net and get the book. Good deal for the holidays. Hey, you folks, thanks for being with us. Leo, thank you as ever. Same time, same station. We'll be back next week here in the Common Sense Show. Hope you have a great weekend. We'll talk about the holidays next weekend. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Happy holidays.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
The most recognizable name in all of home improvement radio, the Cajun contractor Michael King, host of Home Talk USA, is now available for your next speaking engagement. That's right. You can have one of the most exciting, energetic personalities on the radio today speak at your next function. If your trade organization or company needs a qualified speaker to talk about home improvement products, technologies, and services, even the current state of your industry, please give him a call today. The Cajun contractor Michael King is a qualified, license-tested contractor with an extensive knowledge of home improvement construction and repairs, and is regarded by his peers as one of the top experts in his field and the home improvement industry in general. His keen sense of humor and entertaining delivery will really make your next function one to remember. Call the Cajun contractor, Michael King, today at 985-641-3730. That's 985-641-3730. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. 985-641-3730. Michael King at HometalkMedia.com. C'est le bon temps roulé. Let the good times roll.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.